This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I've even had media go, how do you like it now that the liberals are calling themselves the resistance? Does that confuse people? No, we're the resistance. We're taking back the planet. And we're always going to be resisting evil in ourselves. It's an ongoing battle. It never ends. It's the great animating contest of liberty. Our perfection is our imperfection. But knowing God's perfection, we can see into perfection. And seeing perfection, we can know it and worship it and be part of it. But through us, God can experience imperfection. Hence, we were created. Expressions of God's mind, but autonomous, individuals, free, not robots. Sentient, conscious, sharing the mind of God, but in a tiny, microscopic way, but still beautiful, like the rays of the sun through crystal projected on the wall. Not the sun, but beautiful. Not the sun, but part of the sun. And before the media says I'm sun worshiping, it's an allegory to the mind of God. Now, let's play a few minutes of Trump announcing the victory that we should be celebrating greatly, because prosperity to Democrats, communists, globalists, dirtbags, parasites, Bernie Sanders, scam artists like him, rich, filthy, 5-6 houses, you know, $100,000 car, never worked in his life, big flim-flammer at the college, big scam artist. It's like high noon to Count Dracula. So here it is.
In 34 years, but actually really hasn't been done because we broke every record. It's the largest, I always say the most massive, but it's the largest tax cut in the history of our country, and reform, but tax cut. Really something special. And I noticed this just came out 2 minutes ago. They handed it to me. AT&T plans to increase U.S. capital spending $1 billion and provide $1,000 special bonus to more than 200,000 U.S. employees. And that's because,
by the way, dozens of companies have now announced similar things.
That's pretty good. And
it's called leadership.
I have a whole list of accomplishments that the group behind me have done in terms of this administration and this Congress. But you've heard it before. Records all over the place. And that will continue and then some because of what we did. But $3.2 trillion, just think of it, in tax cuts for American families, including doubling the standard deduction and doubling the child tax credit. The typical family of four earning $75,000 will see an income tax cut of more than $2,000. They're going to have $2,000, and that's, in my opinion, going to be less than the average. You're going to have a lot more than that. One thing very important for the farmers, the great farmers and the great small business owners that were forced to sell their businesses at bargain basement numbers. We have provided, for the most part, estate taxes wiped out so they can keep their farms in the family. And that, to me, is a very big factor. Very big.
I can't afford our family farm.
This is going to mean companies are going to be coming back. You know, I campaigned on the fact that we're not going to lose our companies anymore. They're going to stay in our country, and they're going to stay in our country. And you've been seeing what's been happening even at this prospect. But they
have stop right there. I'm going to come back with more of the president after the break. We have a guest joining us. Let's back it up a little bit. You know, that's the thing. My dad, we have an old farm slash ranch, and more of it gets sold just to keep the little pieces we've got. And then the way they've got it set up, you run cattle, do stuff just to pay the taxes, and then everybody has to have a couple other jobs on the side. And this has all been actuaried in by the big companies. And there's only one group that has higher levels of suicide than our veterans, and that's U.S. farmers. We were so close to total shutdown, and we're still in deep trouble, but we're fighting back. We're conscious now. We've been stabbed quite a bit, but our heart's still pumping. We're going to make it. I know we are. We're going to crush these people, and they know it.
Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Important for the farmers, the great farmers and the great small business owners that were forced to sell their businesses at bargain basement numbers. We have provided, for the most part, estate taxes wiped out so they can keep their farms in the family, and that to me is a very big factor, very big. This is going to mean companies are going to be coming back. You know, I campaigned on the fact that we're not going to lose our companies anymore. They're going to stay in our country, and they're going to stay in our country. And you've been seeing what's been happening even at this prospect. But they have tremendous enthusiasm right now in this country, and we have companies pouring back into our country, and that means jobs, and it means really the formation of new, young, beautiful, strong companies. So that's going to be very, very important. The pass-throughs you know all about, and the small businesses are going to be big beneficiaries. We are going to bring at least $4 trillion back into this country, money that was frozen overseas and in parts and worlds, and some of them don't even like us, and they had the money. Well, they're not going to have the money long. And so it's really, I guess it's very simple. When you think, you haven't heard this expression, but we are making America great again. You haven't heard that, have you? I want to have them get up and get the glamour and the glory, and I just want to have a few of them come up, and they'll speak for a little while and short. If the shorter, the better. That way we can get all of you. We'll get everybody up, right? But I want to thank Mitch McConnell. I want to thank, what a job. What a job. And I want to thank Paul. They're going to speak. They're going to say a few words, but Paul Ryan and Mitch, it was a little team. We just got together and we would work very hard, didn't we, huh? It seems like it was a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun when you win. If you work hard and lose, that's not acceptable. But I'm just going to name a few names and then some.
All right, folks, we are back live. Just more of the big historic victory. And I cannot stress upon everybody enough. I know you know this, but your friends and family may not. The globalists admit in the WikiLeaks and many other documents, many other statements that they've made, that they are openly trying to demoralize the West, demoralize free market, demoralize Renaissance. And this tax bill is far from perfect, but it's the biggest in modern history. It's as big as Kennedy tax cuts that, by the way, doubled tax receipts in 1 year. And you ask, well, why don't Democrats want that? They want control, and they admit it. So this is a big victory. The worm is turning, in my view. It'll be so hard for the nasty Mueller and his whole fake thing to try to bring Trump down now, even with the Christmas indictment of Kushner that was supposedly going to happen a few days before. We have that on good sources. They may back off on that now. Mueller's saying maybe a year out, hoping you forget about the criminality of their investigation. Now the EU's come out and said, this is going to flood jobs back in the U.S. You're supposed to match taxes with us under these secret agreements. I mean, that's in the Associated Press, that we're breaking global government rules. Yeah. that screwed us over. I mean, we might have got sucked into your world government. It was some great deal. Then later you could have took over. But you made it a screw job from the beginning. You won't even tell us who runs the TPP and all this. Oh, Trump killed that too. So I could be critical of Trump on quite a few things, but frankly, I couldn't do what he's done. And the global movement that all of you are leading, that Matt Drudge is leading, I mean, I can't thank everybody in the independent real press. But now having talk show host, John King on CNN say this is a great deal for people. This is really historic, $1.5 trillion. Getting rid of the cutting way back the estate tax, bringing back the corporate money. This is a big deal, and I couldn't think of a better person in the aftermath of this victory than the consummate libertarian, talk show host, expert, a businessman, a father, a patriot, Stefan Molyneux, needs no introduction. YouTube/ Free Domain Radio, Twitter, Stefan Molyneux, freedomainradio.com. You can get his book, The Art of the Argument. That's excellent, by the way. So he joins us now to give us his look at this and how he thinks they're going to counterstrike, or maybe he disagrees. Maybe this isn't that huge of a victory. Stefan Molyneux, thanks for coming on with us, sir.
Thanks, Alex. Great to be here. Merry Christmas to you, your family, and your great listenership. I really appreciate the time to chat today.
Back at you.
It is a great victory. It is a great victory because it does a whole number of things. Number one, it puts money back into the hands of the American worker, which, of course, is a great thing. You get to keep more of your own money. And some of that is direct in terms of the tax cuts themselves. But another is that by lowering corporate tax rates, corporations have more money to invest in upgrades, to pay their workers more. So it is a wonderful Christmas present for the American worker. That's a great thing. The other great thing is it reveals the Democrat Party to be basically a combination of the Grinch and a Bond villain. I mean, it's weird when you think about it. Oh, no, American workers are getting more money around Christmas time. That's the worst thing in the world. And it's like, what terrible optics are they working with if they oppose this?
Exactly. Yeah, 34 years since we've had a real tax cut for the middle class and workers while we've been deindustrialized, which they admit's a plan. I mean, why do you think the EU is so dumb? They're openly bitching, saying, you're going to get the jobs now.
Well, of course, the EU doesn't want to have to restrain their own socialist spending. So, of course, they would love a deal where everyone keeps their corporate tax rates high and keeps their tax rates high. The EU is also being revealed this season as well for sanctioning, working on massive sanctions against Poland while paying billions of euros to Turkey, of all places. Poland, that the West fought to try and free and failed in the Second World War, who fought valiantly against both Nazism and communism, are being sanctioned. While Turkey, of all places, is being rewarded with billions of euros.
I'm glad you raised that. They're threatening Poland and others with billions in fines, 100,000 euros. Explain that to people. Per illegal that's come in, military-age men, the raping, the killing, going on the welfare, they're giving them, throwing pensioners out of their Section 8 housing, putting them in. I mean, this is a crazy plan.
Well, of course, they hate the fact that Poland is a Christian nation. They hate the fact that Poland is a proud nation, and they hate the fact that Polish people, having been subjugated and controlled for a significant portion of their history, either as Poland or the pre-Poland countries, subjugated by Islam, subjugated by communism, the fact that they fought so hard to be free, that they value and treasure their freedom and are willing to stand up against the corrupt tyranny of the EU is something that simply cannot be allowed to stand. I mean, Turkey is working nicely with the EU, but Poland wishes to remain a sovereign country and to resist mass immigration from the Third World. And so naturally, of course, they are fighting it tooth and nail. And they also don't want the example. You know, one prisoner walks through a fence that everyone thinks is locked. The other prisoners start getting ideas. They can't have one example of a country with borders. They can't have one example of a country with an in-group preference, and they sure as hell can't have a country where Christianity stands against foreign religions.
What I'm concerned about, though, is the wild-eyed insanity, Stefan Molyneux, where they've gone from laughing at me and yelling in the street to, like, trying to attack me now. They're getting more and more desperate. And Rosie O'Donnell trying to make bribes on Twitter, saying, I'm serious, $1 million, $2 million for senators that vote against it. And like saying, let's go kill congressmen. I mean, they're going into complete insane asylum land. And I'm not scared of them like they're going to beat us. I'm just worried about their mental illness. I mean, clearly, what is wrong with them?
They are addicted to power, and they are representing an entire community. In America, this is tens, possibly even 100 million or more people who probably feel genuinely having been dependent on the state for generations. And I'm not just talking about the poor. We're also talking about the military-industrial complex and all the people who benefit from the state's awesome power to create and redistribute trillions of dollars in the economy. That has created a market of people dependent upon state power, dependent upon the coercive nature of the state apparatus. And when someone like Donald Trump comes along and says, we're going to make the state smaller, we're going to put more people in the free market, we're going to put more people in the tax-paying private sector and out of the government-dependent public sector, they panic and they freak out because they view the government as the sole source of their survival. They do not. They no longer have the self-esteem to believe that they can survive without welfare.
Exactly. We got to go to break. Stefan Molyneux, stay right there because I want to talk about this. Because literally, they're the ones that have always been robbing us and feeding on us and trying to dumb us down to be better servants and domesticate us. And then we're finally struggling back because, you know, half our wealth isn't enough for them. And they think we're killing them because they act like we're killing them. Meanwhile, we're bringing all this wealth back and going to help them. That's what created all the wealth, idiots, was a little bit of free market. We just get out of the way and let the adults just give you freedom. My God, you morons. But see, they crave the power to control people. It's worse than just dependency.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stefan Molyneux is our guest. He's riding the shotgun with us in the hour. We have the former board member of the Davos Group, or the head of the Aspen Group, you name it. Ted Malik joining us again. He's finally ready to talk about Luciferianism and Satanism in the elite. He himself has degrees, not just in economics and the rest of it, but also in theology and in the study of religions. And it's rampant in the globalist. But again, whether you believe in the devil or not, it's an operating system, a spirit, an attitude. Like pirates, catch their hair on fire and have skull and crossbones saying, if you don't give up, we'll kill you. Now, there's blood dripping out of the skull on a flag. It means we'll kill you anyways. So it's kind of an idea of we're going to hurt everybody. We're going to steal from everybody. We're going to invert reality. We're going to be corrupt. And anybody who isn't into that, you finally run into people that are like that. And you're just blown away that they get off on blowing systems up, controlling people, dumbing people down. They get off on it. And free market is a system that allows you to make choices through the market. And generally, the will of the people in a real market is the best system. But you see a BuzzFeed editor saying, I want total communism for Christmas. Okay, so again, living here in a quasi-free system, much better than North Korea, they're making these statements. And Stefan also wanted to get into Christmas, because in my view, if you're able to say 2 + 2 = 4, that's freedom, quoting George Orwell. Well, if you can say Christmas, it's freedom. And it sounds silly, but they really want to erase everything, whether it was perfect or bad or good or indifferent, because they want to force you to accept their new system. So that's why they go after Christian culture particularly. I don't mean the fake churches and all the corrupt things that are involved with those, but I mean the actual idea of that. And then they make fun of that and want to destroy it. So Stefan Molyneux, why, just as a researcher, looking at like an anthropologist or sociologist, why do they want to attack Christmas? And why are they going after it so much in this culture war? And how are they doing in the culture war? That feeds back into what we hit at the break. What are they going to do as this all caves in? Most of them weren't even part of the power structure, but they were living through it, feeling like they were running things culturally and were going to excoriate and control and reeducate those of us, liberal, conservative, libertarian, agnostic, that didn't fit into their little box. I mean, really, they're a cult of bullies.
Well, there are those, and this is, I think, very appropriate to Christmas time, Alex, there are those in the world who want to do good, to be virtuous, and that is individual action that is going to help the poor, that is going to bring food to people, is going to work in soup kitchens, it's going to speak to someone who's down and raise up their spirits. Or if you want workers to make more money, then it's about starting a business and hiring people and paying them well. Or if you want people to get free health care, then it's about donating to a hospital or a church or becoming a doctor and working pro bono from time to time. So there's individual action, which gives you the satisfaction of having done good in the world. But there's people who just want to feel good without actually expending the time, energy, and resources to do good themselves. And those are the people who want to change the system or the structure or the state or the law in order to remove negative stimuli from them, poor people, sick people. But they don't actually want to go out and do good individually. That's too much work. They want to get all of the benefits of doing good by advocating for a system that's usually coercive in nature. And thus, as literally is said, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
I've never heard it said better. That's it. And so you pointed out the groups out there that just think, hey, I'm going to be thrown on the street, and they don't know any better. And that's kind of the folks on the bottom of the ring. But in the last decade or so, more and more of that pyramidal structure actually thinks they're part of the elite and have been taught kind of the upper crust anti-liberty, anti-human authoritarianism. And so they've the left, in its modern sense, has, I believe, converted to a crazy form of authoritarianism. Do you agree with that? And if so, why?
I think it's the devil's temptation, right? The devil takes Jesus to a mountaintop in the desert and shows him the whole world and says, all of this can be yours if you follow me. And this Darwinian thirst for material power, for material resources, it's merely about gene reproduction for the most part. We are driven to seek resources to ensure the survival of our offspring. And if you take away Christian ethics or philosophical ethics or virtues that surmount and surpass and restrain the mere Nietzschean Darwinian will for power,
it's a government.
Will for control of resources, society falls apart. Society is a common code of self-restraint. And under Darwinism, there is no self-restraint. You get as many resources by whatever means necessary as possible.
You have just crystallized it. And the globalists endorse that. They say we're social Darwinists. Explain what that means to people.
Well, social Darwinism to some degree is, I think, allowing for the state to favor particular groups. One of the things that's happened that's been really, really tragic is the growth of the single mom industry, so to speak, where you have this breakdown in marriage, you have easy divorces, you have alimony, you have child support, and you have the state stepping in for irresponsible women who have children.
And then they lionize it. We're not attacking single women, but then they lionize it. They set it up.
Well, it used to be the case, of course, that if you were a single mom, your parents would end up having to pay to raise your child. So your parents had a very strong incentive to restrain the wild tsunami-like hormones of teenage sexuality. With the welfare state taking away the negative consequences of irresponsible sexuality, it's the old Chesterton quote, says when you get rid of the big laws, you don't end up with no laws, you end up with an infinity of tiny laws. And now we have all of this crazy breakdown in sexual morality, which is causing massive amounts of predation and massive amounts of single motherhood. And so this is the welfare state takes resources from more responsible people and gives it to less responsible people, thus encouraging the reproduction of less responsible people. Personality is largely genetic, and therefore you have social engineering. You have a kind of dysgenics operating at a social level through the welfare state, and it is tragic.
Well, exactly. The eugenicists claimed they were going to clean all that up, but instead they made it 50 times worse.
Yeah, the government should not be involved in providing resources for reproduction. That is eugenics at a fundamental level. Whether you have eugenics on a race or class-based level, it's wrong to take resources from one group and give it to another group because it's fundamentally messing with the DNA of the species, usually to extraordinarily terrible effects.
Well, we've seen that. I don't know if you've seen the compilation of videos. We might play it again, where people go, I got 12 kids. Somebody better take care of them. It's not enough to get $10,000 a month in free housing and free furniture and everything. I'm going to sit here on my butt squirting kids out, and you're going to pay for it.
Oh, and it's terrible. And children, when children are an expense, society gets more responsible because responsible people have to pay for those expenses. And women choose the best provider. In a free market, the best provider tends to be the smartest, the most resourceful, the most intelligent, the most wise, the most mature. And so you end up with a positive eugenics in the free market where smarter people end up with more resources, more
kids, and
so on.
Free market is the only humane true eugenics.
It is, absolutely. And when you end up with the system where children become an asset rather than a liability, then what happens is people have children in order to make money, and that means they don't have to have anybody responsible sticking around. And, of course, the whole welfare state thing where they say you only get welfare if there's no man in the house. They are paying women to have children and keep fatherhood at bay, to keep fathers away.
And, Stephen, I got to go to break. When we come back, I got to ask you. I mean, they admit they're doing it by design. Just to have control, but don't they see what it ends up in? It literally ends in idiocracy, and idiocracy isn't coming in 300 years. We're here. Stephan Molyneux, Free Domain Radio, what an amazing guy. And we're getting the new studios and stuff built, getting more crew hired. I've been talking to him very soon, trying to get him to work with us daily, hopefully, but he's a busy guy. Not a guy smarter out there than Stephan Molyneux. We're really blessed to have him with us. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll be back as we attempt to retake freedom. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we undoubtedly have the biggest specials of the year every Christmas. And you also, when you get great products, you fund the operation. So it's a win-win, a no-brainer. I know you're busy, I'm busy. If you'll just commit to go look at the thousands of items from high-quality shortwave radios to books to videos to survival gear to hundreds of great Patriot T-shirts to spread the word and meet like-minded people to hundreds of great high-quality vitamins, minerals, supplements. We really do go out and find out the best research, the best scientists, and really bring you game changers. And I didn't think this was coming until January, and I've been on Dr. Grip's butt about this because it's got a bunch of proprietary products in it. that are so hard to get that it's been sold out for over 6 months. And this would be the best seller we ever had if we could keep it in. But to try to have it at California standards and all the rest of it, it's impossible with these ingredients because, you know, kale has 20 times the lead that this has. But that's a food, so California lets you have it. So we have to put stickers on this for California because it doesn't pass that California standard, Prop 65 they put in 20 years ago, you know, where the buildings say, this building's toxic, even if it's brand new. And the cars they sell there have big stickers, this is toxic. And it's just insane. So this has, I think, like a third as much lead in it as kale does. But it's got herbs in it that have naturally occurring lead in it. So that we tried to even source it where we could have it without it and have it pass California standards. That, by the way, you go to Whole Foods, 90% of it says does not pass California standards because nobody can. Okay. But again, I just said, forget it. We're not doing it. We're putting the sticker on it. Okay. It doesn't pass stupid California baloney standards where the lawyers pass that law. The air has more lead in it. Okay. I mean, it's unbelievable. The point is that it's amazing and it goes in. We're not just putting on a formula saying this knocks out yeast and candida and then put anything out and then if there was a problem, we just change it. This is the formula that works, taking a 6+ months to even get it back in stock. And people, it has 5-star reviews. It's insane. And if you think just probiotics are good to displace the bad bacteria because all the pesticides in the food kill the good bacteria, and then you take good bacteria so that you can replace it, that's a good thing to do. We have Floralife and Carnivore Enzyme. They're all excellent. 50 billion live enzymes, you name it. I mean, 50 billion live cultures, it's all there. But MycoZX is amazing and will annihilate the slime walls that yeast and funguses create in the gut to take over your entire biological system and feed itself. You have to knock that out. And let me tell you, most people that take this, it is insanely dramatic if you have a yeast or fungus problem in your gut. If you don't have a problem, well, then you're like 10% that just say, okay, it's got a bunch of good herbs in it and compounds. MycoZX is back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you get it, you fund the operation. 50% off on all our best-selling items. 67% off on a bunch of best-selling items. Those are lost leaders, by the way. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off the high-quality, fluoride-free, super blue toothpaste that is empowered and fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. The Real Red Pill now available. The best time to introduce yourself to these products and fund the info war and to commit into next year. You see the dividends you're getting right now with these tax cuts and the victories against globalism. So thank you all for your support. Please commit today. And you can still get these products before Christmas in most areas of the lower 48 if you order today. 888-253-3139 if you want to order on via the phone or have any questions. Also, a great gift for Christmas is, you didn't ask me to do this, but I'm going to do it. By the way, I want to carry the book. I don't think that's been done yet. That is The Art of the Argument from Stefan Molyneux. So before we get back into all this, because it's important to fund all our operations, you're being censored, you've been demonetized on YouTube, 90%, so have we. They're trying to block us everywhere. So folks, if they want to hear more of this and see the websites get better and see more content and see people expand, then support, buy a book, subscribe to a special broadcast, whatever. How do folks do that, Stefan?
Well, they can go to theartoftheargument.com, order the book. It's also available on audible.com, narrated by yours truly. And, of course, freedomainradio.com/donate in this Christmas giving season. It's very, very helpful to help fund the operations and the growth. We just grew about 20% year over year, and it's been a great, fantastic year. We're well north of 500 million views and downloads. And people can help out the show, Bitcoin, PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, whatever, at freedomainradio.com/donate.
And let's be clear, we're not victims, so we'll tell you. InfoWars has grown usually 30-40% a year. We've tripled the last year. As everybody knows, we're under total attack. And they have just cut off millions in sponsorship, destroyed things. I mean, they've had black ops, disinfo teams. I mean, I'm not whining. It's actually quite entertaining and enjoyable and makes my life exciting. I'm serious. I'm not just saying that. That's kind of sad for my family, but that's, you know, I trust in God. But they hate the fact that you're direct funding us. They're trying to shut that off. It's so Stefan's like, yeah, you know, we're growing 20% every year. They've been after him, too. So he's not going to whine about it. He's saying, hey, we're growing despite the attacks. We would have completely taken the culture back if they weren't fighting back. Just know this. A war is happening. It's critical to your own interest to know we're not funded by George Soros and globalists. We're funded by you. So we are your fist, and we are taking action. Stefan?
Well, let's sort of take a little bit of an example here just to talk about the financial benefit to the listeners. Because, you know, cold, hard cash runs the world and numbers don't lie. So your channel and my channel were very, very interested in Donald Trump. And although he is a man with flaws like us all.
And I've paid for it with $70,000 a month. Now it's like $5,000. That's how we paid. I paid almost a million dollars.
I did a lot of shows reaching millions of people about the lies that were being told about Donald Trump, because for me it was a twofer. It was help get people to the truth about Trump and his agenda, and also show just how much the mainstream media lies. How do you know they're lying? They're broadcasting.
And how much did you pay for telling the truth?
Well, it was a bit of a challenge, let's put it that way, at times. But look, I mean, just look at, so Donald Trump got in, and now the biggest tax cut in U.S. history has just been passed, which puts lots of money back into the hands of our listeners. So if you've helped supported the show, $20 a month, $50 a month, $5 a month, whatever, bought some stuff from your store, bought my book, helped support things, I think it's kind of paid off just in terms of you maybe getting thousands of dollars.
We went from $70,000 a month when they delisted us and went like 95% demonetized to, again, like $7,000 to $10,000 a month. I mean, I'm not whining. I want people to know this is what YouTube did to us, and admittedly to punish us. So I'm not saying, hey, look at me. I'm just telling listeners, thank God you're there. We'd be gone. Because listeners filled in that gap.
You want to fund the people who are being opposed the most, because the people who are being opposed the most are doing the most. You know, if you're in a war and you're marching in the wrong direction, you're really not going to reach any opposition. Nobody's going to be fighting you. In fact, the other army, the enemy, are very happy that you're marching in the wrong direction. It's when you march in the right direction, I guess Wonder Woman style, that you run into the blistering fire. So look at the people who've got the most smoking craters around them and give them some ammo.
Gosh, it's true. And it's not that I'm even whining. I just want folks to know, like I'm a heat-seeking missile that goes towards their fire, like the World War II analogy of, they didn't have, you know, radar or satellite then. They went towards the flak because they would shoot, you know, wherever the factories were. And it's the same thing. We're steering into it. We just want folks to know exactly as you said, whoever's being attacked the most is the key to spread.
There is no substitute for, and it's a great kind of radar, because when you look at the people who are being attacked the most, and listen, there are people who are wrong, and it depends how you're being attacked. If I put out an argument that has some incorrect data, or I've made a reasoning error, fantastic. You know, people will tell me that.
But instead, it's racist, scum, they're not attacking us on what we did.
Right. And if they go after you at this hysterical, venomous, puff adder, viper strike personal level, yeah, he's a this, he's a that, and they just try to bury you in negative adjectives, that means you're doing something right. And so when people are being attacked, libeled, slandered, lied about, and so on, that's when you really want to pay them attention, because they're not fools. The enemies are not fools. They know who's having the most impact, and they also know when the person having the most impact has good reason and evidence behind them. Because if you've got bad reason and evidence, you just say, oh, the data is kind of contradicting.
Exactly.
What
we
say,
have
the
their number. We know their program, and we're winning. That's why they hate us.
And they have openly told. They have openly told everyone through the Saul Alinsky book, Rules for Radicals, and a lot of other publications. They've openly said, we just want power. We just want control. We don't have any values. We don't have any ethics. We don't have any standards, but we know our enemies do, and we're dying to use them against them.
Yeah, Saul Alinsky said, I worship Lucifer. I pledge myself to Lucifer in the intro of his book. And the New York Times of the day said, we love Saul Alinsky. We're going to defeat you. He's our God. Stefan Mullen has got a bunch of topics. I'm not going to bring up a topic. I'm going to see what he wants to cover next on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Stay with us.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with Stefan Molyneux. And I said I want to get the topics he wants to cover. We've already covered a couple, but I got to raise this because it's come up. Several points. Faced with libel suit, dossier drafter Christopher Steele, who got paid by the FBI to put it out, hedges on linking Trump to Russia. Now in court documents, he says he can't. I mean, it has imploded, okay? And then the crimes, but that's a secondary thing. The big one is, I haven't mentioned yet today, is 19 people injured as car deliberately hits pedestrians in Melbourne. For every car attack, 1 out of 100 might be somebody else, but it's always Islamists the other times. And I noticed that CNN didn't say it was Islamists, even though he pledged allegiance to ISIS. They said he was mentally ill. Mental health issues, Muslim who rammed 18 people in a car, has no link to terror, because they say, and now they're saying the guy that attacked New York was mentally ill. Well, of course they're mentally ill, but they're being directed by a monotheistic death cult that the left bizarrely is sided with, because this is our guest just was talking about earlier. It's this whole Saul Alinsky power. What's crazy is you read the elite books of Karl Marx and V.I. Lenin and all these people. They say we love Lucifer, but Lenin was a devil worshiper. It doesn't mean he's even believing the devil. He is the devil. You know, it's kind of like a lot of the top Google people say, I don't believe in God, yet I'm going to be one. Kurzweil. So it's megalomania is what it is, and it's the same craziness. So I said, hey, whatever topic you want to cover, but I'm just throwing this out because the Europeans have come out in a new poll saying immigration, terrorism is the biggest issue. 40% said while they're being oppressed and told, if you report what color somebody is, we'll arrest you. And then we're not joking. This is like naked, crazy authoritarianism. I hope this is the last desperate gasp of the authoritarian left. But, you know, even though we're getting a few beachheads here, I don't think we're out of the woods yet. Stefan Molyneux.
It's horrible and tragic. And I'm kind of torn. I'll tell you straight up, Alex, I'm really ambivalent about this. I do want the mainstream media to reform themselves, and I kind of don't. You know that old saying, never interrupt your enemy when he's in the process of making one giant mistake after another? The fact that they are so doubling down on avoiding basic issues like demographics, like IQ, like belief systems, like compatibility, like welfare usage, like crime statistics, the fact that they're so steadfastly covering their eyes, sticking their heads in the sand and screaming la, 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 like a half upside down ostrich is creating massive market opportunities for us. If they reform themselves and if they start telling basic truths about the world, people will start tuning into them rather than us. So it's not like I just want people to watch me. If they really reformed themselves, I'd be happy to have fewer audiences because that would mean more truth would be getting
exactly
to the world.
Exactly. Defeating think they can. This plague of crazies. That's all I want. But the left is
just
wants
want
to keep
more sanity
going
in the world. Yeah, I just now. The fact that they are literally delusional. I mean, of course they're talking about mental illness because leftism is a mental illness. It is a steadfast denial of basic biological empirical reality. It is a denial of universal moral values like thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not thirst for demonic power over thy fellow bipeds. It is a denial of reality. It is a denial of virtue. It is a denial of compassion. And it arises from a childhood-ridden, empathetic grave of maltreatment. And so it is, of course, they say that these people are mentally ill because they're mentally ill.
Expanding on that, Russiagate, what other topics? I got hundreds, but I want to hear what's front and center on Stefan Molyneux's brain.
Well, I want to think about Christmas just a little bit because, you know, we spend a lot of time fighting the forces of darkness. And it is important, excuse me, to love and remember to turn towards the light. So if you've had a year of combat, I suggest you rest and enjoy your time over Christmas.
It's funny you say that because I never
rest
and I'm committed.
For next year.
I apologize for interrupting. It's just I'm committed to actually taking off next week. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, so if you fought the good fight, rest, enjoy, and get ready for next year. If you haven't, then rest anyway and gear up to commit to next year, which is going to be one hell of a year to be fighting.
Well, that's my next question for you. That's why we're mind-melded. Yes, this was the most insane year of my life. Everybody else says it was. Good, the bad, the ugly. It was an incredible year of change. What is 2018?
Well, 2018 is the Ragnarok of freedom. 2018 is the final battle, I think, because either there's going to be a tipping point where people start to go towards the truth tellers and those who have virtue, compassion, empathy, and goodness in their heart, or they're going to slide down to the satanic pit of the sophists and the liars. We have to up our game. We who are out there in the public sphere telling the truth, we have to be more engaging, more entertaining, more enjoyable. We have to use every trick in the book to pull people towards the giant geyser light of freedom that we pursue and represent. We have to up our game and not just stare at the demons in hatred, but stare at the light and the virtues in joy. Because there's only a certain amount of opposition that's going to attract people. We have to show people what we love as well as what we hate. Like the old thing about the soldier. The soldier doesn't fight because he hates what's in front of him. He fights because he loves what he's protecting. He loves what's behind him. So we have to remember to share the love of freedom, the love of free markets, the love of free speech, the love of gun ownership. We have to remember to share what we love in order to attract people to our cause and not just simply, as the old saying that Nietzsche has said, if you hunt monsters your whole life, you have to be very careful you do not turn into one.
Total veritas. You know, I woke up at 3:30 in the morning and I couldn't go back to sleep and I wrote down a bunch of notes and I forgot to bring them, of course, but that was one of them. Was that just celebrate and just turn loose and appreciate kind of in a Zen moment all that is good and magnify that and think about the good instead of hating the evil so much that I tend to do. And there's a place for that, but I had that, and I never really experienced this much in my life, but now that I had the feeling, I'm all there, was like kind of like not turning loose, but feeling the source and like resting back into it. This really is metaphysical, hermetic. We know all this, and that's why I know next year is the battle of the gods. As you just said, the Guru Dhammarang, and of course things repeat themselves. I'm not saying the final battle of the gods, but a model of that, because they're going to throw everything. And for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Quantum mechanics shows. And I feel my personal discernment energy increasing because the enemy is now about to throw its full weight against us. So don't think just because we feel all this energy and strength right now that's because we're totally one and be arrogant. That's because if we're like Godzilla, something big's about to come out of the ocean. The big fight's about to happen.
Well, that's true. And it is going to be on social media. It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on Facebook. It's going to be on the internet, because the internet was the very great equation variable that they did not anticipate. The internet was responsible for getting Donald Trump in power and keeping Hillary Clinton, the sorceress of iniquity, out of power. So they're very aware where the true power resides. They can read the numbers of subscriptions as well as we can. They know where the audience is.
And they've gone from being arrogant to panic. That makes them stronger now that they're not arrogant anymore.
But more dangerous, right? Because when people panic, cornered animals get more random in their behavior. So, yeah, you need to be alert, but we do need, we fight ugliness, but we worship beauty, and we must remember to turn away from the ugliness, to drink deep of the cup of beauty, to inspire people with the beauty of the world that we want to create, rather than simply showing people all the time how ugly is the enemies we face, because people will be drawn to that beauty, and that beauty, that love. We may fear the devil, but we love God if that's where virtue lives in our hearts. And we must remember to bring people to church rather than to the exorcism all the time.
You're right. That is literally the epiphany I had. It's a common truth. Like, I discovered it. You're absolutely right. But I think that's spreading right now, is that we need to celebrate our victories, be thankful. And as you said, we fight evil, but we love beauty. We fight evil to protect beauty.
And if we allow all of our actions to be dictated by evildoers, we simply are the shadow cast by immorality in the world. And that is not enough. We really must. We can show the darkness by being the light just as much as going down to the dungeons. If you brighten something up, and if something's in the way of the light, it casts a long and highly visible shadow. And if we blaze brightly in our joy of truth and beauty and virtue, then we will show the horrifying nature of those we oppose far more than if we go down and fight them all the time.
How did Hercules defeat it when he had to go into the dark, or his final feat, if memory serves? And I guess he had to go inwardly to the light that was within him to defeat it. It wasn't battling anymore. He couldn't beat the darkness by sheer will. He had to think about the light that was in him that God had given him to defeat it.
Jesus was not a ninja. Jesus had no nunchucks. Jesus was somebody who pursued and talked about virtue and the light and sacrificed himself for it. And in that sacrifice, he created an epiphany of beauty and virtue that people have been following for thousands of years. And that's not a bad model to be following.
And that's why they hated so much.
Right. Right. Because they could not taunt Jesus into fighting at their level. They could not taunt Jesus into fighting at their level. He transcended their level and provoked a following that was, in many ways, the true foundation and beauty of Western civilization.
And just like they attacked Christ, they attacked Uncle Tom. Because Uncle Tom wasn't a wimp. He was strong. He just let them kill him and torture him to bring them down. And the fools see that and go, look at this idiot. But he sacrificed himself.
Yeah, just when they think you've lost is the time for your greatest victory. And that, I think, is next year.
All right. Wow. Well, we'll be there together, hopefully. They haven't done the internet kill switch. Thank you, Stefan. Very powerful. Thank you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I want to plow in.